Now time for today's post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. All you need to do is call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Associate head coach Matt McKillop joining us here courtside. And Matt, there are so many places I could start this interview, but I just want to get your thoughts initially on the course of that game.
Well, my first thought is it was a great, great win. And it kind of mimicked a lot of what we've seen this year. And we had a chance to put a team away, and it was mistakes on the defensive end, mistakes on the offensive end, and they got back into the game. And, you know, we've worked, and whether it's a mentality thing, a skill thing, an execution thing, I think that over the course of the last 2 months in conference play, we've gotten better and better. And, you know, we've put ourselves in position like this throughout the year, and we haven't been able to pull out those wins. And, I mean, to finally prove that we can hold on to that lead, although it still wasn't the most enjoyable, seat on the bench where I was to watch those last few minutes. We did it, and that's all we can ask for, to get better and then to be in the position to win a game like this.
Now, we've seen that story play out. It hasn't been positive. So what is it like over that bench in the huddle at that time mentally?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge because you know that our players have to be thinking, you know, here we go again, Rhode Island again, it's Dayton again. But that we can't dwell on that. And you know, we preach that every day in practice. So we got to live in the present. That was the message we delivered in the locker room before the game. We can't think about Dayton. We can't think about the next round. We can't think about what happens if we lose today. You have to live in the present. And unfortunately, we put ourselves in a position where we had to immediately think, hey, just live in the present, live in the present. Hopefully, we don't put ourselves in that situation tomorrow.
Now, I thought for the most part throughout the course of the game, offensively, looked comfortable. There was a good flow. There was some patience.
The first half especially. We were incredible in the first half. We came out very strong as well. What killed us was turnovers, and a lot of them were because of poor use of the dribble. And what was really bad about our turnovers is it wasn't a ball bounced off our knee and went out of bounds, or a ball bounced off into a scrum and they picked it up and we were able to get back on defense. They were live ball turnovers, which led to scoring on their end. And I'm looking at it, they got 14 fast break points. I would imagine most of those, if not all of them, were a result of turnovers. And that can be very deflating, because not only do you not get a chance to get a shot off and get a score, but you don't even get a chance to play defense, and you give up a bucket at the other end. I thought when we got shots, when we screened and we made them defend, our offense was superb. We just got to find a way to value the ball a little bit better.
Now, behind Jack and Peyton, we've waited all year for somebody to step up as that third scorer. In this first half, John Axel with four big triples.
Well, his parents flew all the way from Iceland to Pittsburgh for this, so I don't know if he was feeling good. And he was very, very good offensively. He was even better defensively. Jordan Price had 20 points. I don't think any of those were scored on John Axel. John Axel irritated him. He frustrated him. He made everything he did difficult. Unfortunately, John picked up that third foul, and we sat him. And that was where Jordan Price got in a run, and also Jordan Price scored some of those transition points. But as good as John Axel was as an offensive threat for us, he was equally good defensively.
Now looking at Peyton Aldridge, he seems to put up numbers like this on a consistent basis, but he has 33-10, and he goes to the line cool and collective late in that game and drills about just about every opportunity he had.
Well, I think it was about 4 or 5 minutes left during that timeout. You know, we were going over game plan, next play we're going to run, what defense we're in, and then we just stopped and said, and let's get this guy the ball. He hasn't touched the ball. He hasn't gotten a shot. Let's get this guy the ball, and Peyton, you got to demand the ball. And sure enough, we went to him on that post-up play. He made a great catch and a great score. We ran the same exact play 2 possessions later, and there was a lot of contact on it. But fortunately, we got to the line with Peyton later on, and he was able to convert him.
And team-wise, Matt, we talked about the offense. There was some good continuity throughout that 40 minutes. I know at one point, you guys had assisted on 20 of 23 baskets. So as a collective group, I know Keyshawn was key in that area, John Axel, you guys distributing the basketball, and they looked pretty good at it.
It was our preparation was terrific. Will Toney had the scout for this game with the help of Ryan Mee, and we couldn't have been more prepared for them, both offensively and defensively. They're a team that you really can't beat with the dribble. And I know I mentioned earlier, a lot of those turnovers were the result of that. We tried to over-dribble, and we coughed the ball up that way. When we made them defend, when we screened, when we slipped, that's when we found those openings. And, you know, Keyshawn had a rough finish to the game there, but I know at one point he had six assists and one turnover, and he was making some beautiful, beautiful passes.
And lastly, you knew Dayton would be lurking if you get past. This game was conservation of energy. How much was that emphasized at all? Because you had guys playing routinely a lot of minutes like they have throughout the course of the year.
We did. Unfortunately, we haven't we haven't played this season to the level that when we get a little bit of a lead, we think, oh, let's go sit a guy. We know we just have to have our best players on the court till the end, and that's okay because we got some tough kids. I mean, people don't understand with the pain that Jack's going through with the broken nose, with the shoulder, with his knee that he had drained on Monday to get rid of some swelling. I mean, he's just an absolute warrior. And then Peyton's an Iron Man. I mean, we don't take him off the court. He doesn't complain. And not only is he's not coming off the court, but he's banging with the other team's post players for 40 minutes. It's you know, as a guard, which I played in college, it's not that tough. It's not that tough to play 40 minutes. As a big guy, it is really tough. And I shouldn't say it's not tough to play 40 minutes. It's very tough to play 40 minutes. It's even tougher to play 40 minutes when you're asked to do what Peyton Aldridge does. And, you know, we're going to play him until his wheels fall off.
Well, Matt, thanks for stopping by. Enjoyed it. We look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.